Hi, I'm Alex Talks. This is the end of the year, and today we're talking about AI. We have an interview coming up and a bunch of AI news, so let's start. First, let's talk about Anthropic's new model, Opus 4.8. Anthropic says that Opus 4.8 is their best model yet for coding and terminal use. The price is the same price as the last version. It costs 5 million input tokens and 25 million output tokens. Anthropic has also added a new fast mode. It gives answers about 2.5 times faster, but it costs more to use. The model can still handle up to 1 million tokens at once, which means it can work with a lot of information. Along with the release, Anthropic increased weekly usage limits by 50% for Pro, Max, Team, and Enterprise users for a limited time. The company is also combining Claude Design and Claude Code usage with regular Claude AI usage to make things simpler. And they are doubling Cowork usage until the 5th of July. There are reports that Anthropic are working on new models, but the company has not officially told us anything yet. People online have also been talking about possible future AI models from other companies, including OpenAI's 5.6. While this podcast was in the making, Anthropic announced two new models, Fable 5 and Mythos 5. Mythos 5 is a more advanced model than the earlier Mythos 1 preview, but it isn't publicly available at this moment. Right now, it is included with Anthropic's paid plan, but only until June 22nd. After that, users will pay based on token usage. Prices start at 10 million input tokens and 50 million output tokens. That makes it about as twice as expensive as Opus 4.8. Another downside is that it automatically reroutes conversations that touch stuff like cybersecurity or biology to Opus without using Fable's pricing. DeepSeek has also released its new V4 model series, and the pricing is surprisingly low. The Flash model costs just $0.0028 per million input tokens on a cash hit, $0.14 per million on a cash miss, and 28 cents per million output tokens. Meanwhile, the more powerful V4 Pro model costs $0.003625 per million input tokens on a cash hit, 43 cents per million on a cash miss, and 87 cents per million output tokens. These prices are among the lowest in the industry. Fable 5 has now been banned by the US government as there was a jailbreak that allowed Fable to bypass their guidelines for certain things. Claude decided to ban it worldwide as it would be hard to know who is a US citizen and not. As AI keeps improving, we'll be watching to see how these new models perform and what they mean for people. To finish off, I asked some people how they use AI.
So I use AI to create some pictures when I have to work with my teammates in class. And sometimes for fun, I create some stories for my family or my little cousins.
Moi, je n'utilise pas l'intelligence artificielle parce que j'ai constaté en faisant beaucoup de recherches que ça épuisait les ressources. Pourquoi ? Parce que ça demande à surchauffer les serveurs. Et par exemple, une conversation, deux conversations, trois conversations, ça demande à générer énormément de chaleur. Et pour rafraîchir les serveurs, on utilise de l'eau. Donc l'eau qui est potable, en quantité extrême, comme 80%, 85% d'eau est utilisée pour rafraîchir les serveurs. Il y a de plus en plus de travail, comme par exemple le graphisme. On maintenant fait des affiches, on recrée des photos, on compose des choses qui sont, à mon goût, pas terribles, par justement des serveurs et des robots, et donc pas par des êtres humains. Donc pour moi, ce serait important de réévaluer ça et de l'utiliser qu'en cas, vraiment, si on en a besoin. Et ça empêche aussi, par exemple, la philosophie, la réflexion, même par exemple les jeunes aujourd'hui, pour leurs devoirs, pour leur travail, au lieu de penser, de réfléchir, on ne pense et on ne réfléchit plus parce qu'on utilise ça. Et donc c'est un moyen, pour moi, de destruction des relations humaines.
Oui, j'utilise l'IA en tant qu'outil. On essaye quand même de la limiter et que ça ne travaille pas pour nous, mais avec nous peut-être.
I don't use a lot the AI because the thing I like when I'm reading or searching for information is to know that one person has created it. So I think it's valuable to support human creation instead of machine creation. However, I think AI could help us to create super cool things, but I feel proud of myself if I'm able to do something just by myself, even if it's more painful, even if it's asking me more resources or more time. I always feel more satisfied of myself.
What do you use AI for in your day-to-day life?
I use AI to help me with maths and stuff. Some exercise that I don't understand. It's basically a replacement for a teacher sometimes.
Pour mes devoirs.
Pour pas m'ennuyer.
Alors moi j'utilise l'IA surtout pour m'aider à faire des courriers et également pour trouver des titres d'émissions.
J'utilise l'IA pour travailler.
Moi j'utilise l'IA pour faire mes devoirs.
In my day-to-day life I use ChatGPT a lot to study and it really helps me get better grades.
I often use AI for my homework. Sometimes they help me. Or sometimes I ask them just to tell me jokes or to generate images for like the fun of it. But otherwise, I don't really use it every day.
Pour corriger des phrases, j'utilise l'IA tout simplement. Si par exemple, j'ai une phrase n'est pas très bien structurée, je vais demander de bien la structurer pour en faire un bon exemple ou corriger des exercices.
I use AI for homework mostly when it gets complicated. And for questions I have.
I use ChatGPT when I don't know how to wash my clothes and how to use the washing machine. I send an image to ChatGPT.
Je demande à l'IA des fins personnelles pour lui demander des choses personnelles, par exemple comment je peux avoir un résultat ou un objet, en quoi il est fait ou comment, pourquoi ou comment on peut bien l'utiliser. Et voilà.
Disons que j'utilise très peu. Un peu pour journaliste, pour me faire gagner du temps, pour croiser des informations, pour lire différentes informations issues de différents journaux, vu que j'ai pas toujours le temps. Sinon, à part ça, j'utilise très peu, je privilégie tout ce qui est livres, dictionnaires, tout ça.
Usually it's for homeworks, mainly physics and math, because I'm not very good.
That was interesting. Most people said they use AI to help with homework and studying. Make sure to visit our website, radiolfb.net. Thanks for listening. It has been amazing working on Alex Talks this year. I hope to see you next year on Alex Talks. We're finishing off with Strong by London Grammar. Excuse me. Bye. While I'm wide-eyed and I'm so down caught in the middle.
heart out.